So let's review. We now begin a series of Mishnayos that deal with Niski Eish, damages through fire. Zok the Mishnah. Hashaleach es ha-be'er bi'adcher shayt v'katan. If someone entrusts a fire with a deaf mute, an insane person, or a minor, who then burns another person's possessions. Pate b'dini adam v'chay b'dini shemayim. Bezdin cannot compel him to pay for the damages, but he has a moral obligation to make reparations. Shalach biat pikeach, a pikeach chayef. If he gave it to an ordinary person, that person alone is responsible for the damages. The Gemara elaborates on the Mishnah based on the machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish regarding the rationale of the liability for H, discussed at length earlier on Daf Chav Beis. Rabbi Yechon Amar Isha Mishum Chitzav. Rabbi Yechon explains that H is considered niske gufay because it's kaychay, the person's direct action. Rish Lakish Amar Isha Mishum Mimainai. Rish Lakish explains that H is considered niske mimainai, his property causing damage. Accordingly, the Gemara explains as follows. There is no machlekes in the case of masle gecheles v'liba, pata b'din the adam v'chay b'din the shemayim. If he gave a coal to the cheresh, who fanned it into a flame, he's not liable b'din the adam, because maisa the cheresh garmu, it's the doing of the cheresh. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it is koichay the cheresh, and according to Rish Lakish, it is memoinei ha-mazik the cheresh, because the cheresh made it into a mazik. It was not a mazik when the owner gave it to the cheresh. There's also no machlekes in the case of masle gavza silsa shiraga chay b'din the adam. If he gave him thorns or twigs and a torch, and so it was nearly inevitable that a fire would spread, he's fully liable, because vade maisa di degarmu, the owner's negligence directly caused the damage. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it is koicha de mishaleach, and according to Rish Lakish, it is memoine hamazik de mishaleach, because it was already a mazik when the owner gave it to the cheresh. However, there is a machlekes in the case of masle shalhevis. If he gave the cheresh a flame, such as a torch, Rish Lakish says he is chay b'dini adam, because maisav kogram aloi. It is memoine hamazik de mishaleach, because it was already a mazik when they gave it to the cheresh. While Rabbi Yechanan says he is pata b'dini adam, tzav se de cheresh gram aloi. The damage only occurred due to the action of the cheresh, therefore it is koichay de cheresh, and not koichay de mishaleach. However, he is chay b'dini shemayim, because he is considered a goyim. The Mishnah continues, Echad hevi yasa ur ve'echad hevi yasa eitzim. If someone first lit a flame, and someone else then added wood, causing the fire to spread and cause damage, maybe it's a eitzim chayef. The one who added the wood is liable. Conversely, Echad hevi yasa eitzim ve'echad hevi yasa ur, if someone first piled wood, and someone else then lit the pile, maybe it's a ur chayef. The one who lit the flame is liable. As Rashi explains, the ilav achrein kamoli avid midi. In both cases, the first person's actions would not have caused damage, and so only the second person is liable. The Mishnah concludes, Bo'achar v'liba hamala b'chayef. If a third person fanned the flames, and they then spread and damaged, he alone is liable. However, lipsa haruach kulam b'turin. If the wind then fanned the flame into a large fire, large enough to cause damage, then they're all exempt. Avraisa adds, Liba v'libsa haruach, if both the person and the wind fanned the flames, it depends. Im yesh b'libu yikadil l'laboysa chayef, v'em la'av pater. If he fanned the flames sufficiently for them to spread, he is liable even though the wind fanned them as well. However, if the flames only spread due to the fanning of the wind as well, he is exempt. The Gemara asks, Zayre v'ruach m'siyotei chayef. One is liable for winnowing on Shabbos even though he can only do so with the wind's assistance. The Gemara offers four answers. Kegoin shaliba mitzad echad v'lipsa haruach mitzad achar. The Braisa is discussing where he fanned it from the opposite direction of the wind, and so his actions did not contribute to the damage at all. Kegoin shaliba baruch mitzuya v'lipsa haruach baruch she'en mitzuya. He began to fan when there was only an ordinary wind, which would not have caused it to spread, and then an unusually strong wind came and fanned the flame sufficiently to spread. Since he could not have predicted these events, he is exempt. Kegoin mitzamr tzimure. He merely breathed as one does to warm his hands, and so his actions did not even assist in the blaze. Le'inyin Shabbos melechas machsheves asur tera, aval hacha grama ba'almahu. Although the wind is needed for winnowing, since he accomplished his intended melacha, he is liable for his action. However, regarding damages, he only contributed indirectly to the damage and is exempt. Zakt Mishnah hashaleach es ha-be'era v'achla eitzim ha-yavan mo'yofer chayef. One is liable if his fire destroyed someone's wood, stones, or dirt. Shenema, kiseitzi eisha matzah kaitzim v'nechal gadish or kama oy hasada shal misham hamaves abeira. The pasuk mentions liability for one's fire that damages thorns, grain, or the field itself. The Gemara explains why the pasuk mentions all these details. One is liable for kaitzim, thorns, even though hefsed mu'ud, it's a relatively minor loss. One is liable for a goddish, a stack of grain, although lo yishchiach esh gabayu, but lo yishchiach tapasha. One is cautious regarding grain, and it is reasonable to assume that it was not due to negligence. One is liable for kama, unharvested grain, and similarly, ma kama begoloi, avkol begoloi, la fuki tamen. One is only liable for visible objects, such as unharvested grain, but is exempt for hidden items. However, Behuda holds, chayv niski tamen be'esh, one is liable for hidden objects. Therefore, he derives l'rabbis kol bali kaima. One is liable for burning all items of stature, such as trees and animals. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, derived this halacha from the superfluous word, oy. One is liable for sada, damaging the field, referring to items not usually damaged by fire, such as lichacha nire b'sechsecha avanav, scorching the soil and stones. The Gemara now introduces several agadic interpretations of this pasuk. Ein paran is bala oylem el bezman shaharisha'am ba'oylem. Misfortune befalls the world on account of the wicked. However, ve'ein maschelas elem atzadikim tchila. The righteous are the first to be afflicted, as the pasuk says, ki seitzi eish umotza kaitzim. Emesai eish yaitza, bezman shakaitzim mitzuyin la. Fire spreads in the presence of thorns, i.e. the wicked. And v'nachal gadish, shenachal gadish kfar, the grain, i.e. the righteous, was always already burned. A related idea, ki min shenitin rishus lamashchis, einem mafchin min tzadikim l'rishon. In a time of judgment, the righteous are equally afflicted. V'lo yaid, and indeed they suffer first. Because Tivusahu Lagabayu Dhsivki Mimneharra Nesavat Sadik, as Rashi explains, Shlayiru Barah Sidalava, it is to their benefit, so they should not witness the evil that follows. The pasuk begins Ki Seitse Esh, implying Me'atzma, the fire spread on its own, and yet concludes Shal Misham Hamave Esaba'era, implicating him for causing the fire. The Gemara explains Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says that he accepts responsibility, so to speak, for the fire that he caused. As the pasuk says, "Vayitzis eish b'tziyin," he burned the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, "Vani asad levnaisa be'esh," I will rebuild it and protect it in fire, as the pasuk says, "Vani eyal achoymes eish tav." The Gemara also offers a halachic explanation for this apparent contradiction. Pasuk hakasa b'niski memaynai v'sayim b'niski gufay. The pasuk first uses an expression of liability for damage caused by one's property, and then refers to a personal act of damage, teaching us, Ishai mishum chitzav. One is liable for his fire as if he personally caused the damage, and therefore, chayv bidal dvarm. He's liable for the various payments for injuring a person as if he did it himself. The Gemara interprets several psukim in Sefer Shmuel as describing an inquiry of David HaMelech in the course of his war with the Pelishtim related to Niskei Esh. One pasuk refers to gedishim disa'irim, stacks of barley, while another refers to gedishim da'adashim, stacks of lentils. The Gemara offers three versions of his dilemma. Tamen be'esh kameh ba'ilei. His men had burned stacks of grain belonging to Jews, and he was inquiring whether he was liable for the items hidden in them. And pashtulei ma'ad pashtulei. They responded by ruling either like Rabbi Huda or the Rabbanan. Gedishim di Yisrael hava, dav metamer plishtim behu. The Philistines were hiding in stacks of grains of Jews, and he was inquiring whether he would be held liable for the grain if he burned the stacks to win the battle. There were stacks of barley that belonged to Jews, and stacks of lentils that belonged to the Pelishtim, and he was inquiring is he permitted to feed the barley to his animals and then repay the Jews with the lentils of the Pelishtim? According to these last two interpretations, the Sanhedrin replied, Aser, Ava melech peretz las leiderech ve'im meichem yaday. Ordinarily, one is liable if he damaged someone else's money to save his life, and it is forbidden to steal with the intention to repay. However, a king may appropriate an individual's belongings at his discretion.